At noon on KSFR looks at the top local news headlines for this Wednesday, July 3rd. The winter companion event of Santa Fe's famed annual summer Spanish Market is changing its location to Albuquerque. The lower-drawing winter market, which has typically been held in December at Santa Fe's Community Convention Center, will instead hit the Duke City at the end of November. Market organizers decided to relocate after canvassing sentiment of the participating artists. The city of Albuquerque will provide $2,500 in marketing support. More in today's New Mexican. Meanwhile, this summer's Santa Fe Spanish Market is scheduled for July 26th through 28th. Over the next few months, some 600 to 800 City of Santa Fe water customers will be switched over to Santa Fe County. That process began this week and should be completed by the end of August. City customers to be transferred include the Santa Fe Community College, businesses and residential developments in the Turquoise Trail District east of I-25, residents in Campo Conejos, the Santa Fe Summit, Las Campanas Estates 1 and 2, Aldea de Santa Fe, Tercera, and those residential and non-residential customers within the Agua Fria Traditional Historic Community. The changes are made necessary by implementation of the City-County Annex Agreements. Beginning next week, the Bureau of Reclamation will start conducting geological investigations to identify potential locations and alignments for the Pewaukee Basin Regional Water System. Test pit excavation and exploratory hole drilling will take place at 22 sites located along Highways 502 and 285 in Ancho Arroyo, Rio Tisuki, and other areas. When completed, the new water system will use more than 160 miles of pipeline to service the pueblos of San Ildefonso, Pewaukee, Nambe, and Tisuki, as well as area residences and businesses. This morning's edition of NBC's Today Show highlighted New Mexico's Holloman Air Force Base and its drone pilot training program. Drones are a growing part of the U.S. military's arsenal. At the Holloman Schoolhouse, there are 678 pilot and sensor operator students this year, up from 136 in 2009. The cockpits from which the drones are flown are in trailers behind their own fenced area with razor wire and access restricted by a combination lock. Inside, two chairs face about a dozen screens, including some that can tap into information classified as secret and top secret. Drone flights are also conducted out of New Mexico's Cannon Air Force Base. State and local leaders across New Mexico are urging citizens to forego lighting their own fireworks for the 4th of July and instead partake of public displays. Governor Martinez has issued a similar call, noting that there are five currently active fires in our state that have burned more than 136,000 acres. State law does not allow the governor to ban fireworks through executive order. Martinez has asked for legislative authority to issue such bans, but measures to do so have failed the past three sessions of lawmakers. Tomorrow brings the 38th year of a Santa Fe charitable tradition for the 4th of July, Pancakes on the Plaza. The annual breakfast falls under the umbrella of the Rotary Club, with proceeds given to not-for-profit organizations that meet Rotary criteria. The main event runs from 7 a.m. to noon, with entertainment and other events continuing into the afternoon hours. And we'll have a conversation with one of the event's coordinators a bit later as At Noon continues. New numbers just released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows New Mexico with a slight uptick in unemployment for the month of May. That held true for our state's four largest metropolitan areas, too. In Santa Fe, unemployment was pegged at 5%, up slightly from April's 4.9%. The Santa Fe National Forest has received funding for implementing measures on National Forest System lands to reduce the impacts of the Tres Lagunas fire, which burned thousands of acres near Pecos. With the coming monsoon season and the potential for heavy rains at times, flooding, erosion, and debris flows now pose significant safety risks for the area. The Burned Area Emergency Response Team will coordinate treatments prioritized to protect human safety. They'll conduct aerial seeding efforts for reforestation and will also be clearing channels, culverts, and ditches. AAA New Mexico says today that 4th of July holiday motorists will pay an average of $3.39 for a gallon of regular unleaded. That's 5 cents less than last week and only 7 cents more than 1 year ago. The Auto Club attributes the lower prices to supplies being at their highest levels in more than 2 decades for this time of year. Santa Fe County says its Caddy program will offer $1 cab rides home for tomorrow's 4th of July observance. It's part of their stepped-up anti-DWI activities for the long holiday weekend. The rides are routinely offered for bar patrons and revelers on Fridays and Saturdays. Those partaking of the service pay just $1 for taxi fares up to $25. A reminder that all federal, state, city, and county offices will be closed for the 4th of July. The Rail Runner train will follow a Saturday schedule, but all public buses will be out of service. City trash and recycling pickup will maintain regular schedules. And weather for Santa Fe. Partly sunny skies today through the 4th of July holiday and weekend. Temperatures will be slowly rising from the upper 70s today to the mid-80s by Friday. Still some chances for afternoon and evening showers throughout the period, though not as likely in the past few days. This is Dan Garrity for KSFR News. At noon here on KSFR, we'll continue in just a moment.
Ebullient mezzo-soprano Susan Graham performs a title role of Jacques Offenbach's riotously funny The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein this summer at the Santa Fe Opera. All's fair in love and war games at the Gerolstein Military Academy, with its dashing uniformed cadets and apple-cheeked local sweethearts cheering them on, with the Academy's patroness, the Grand Duchess herself, in sexy pursuit. Far from being a lady of a certain age, this Grand Duchess is an amorous aristocrat with an eye for Fritz, her favorite young cadet, sung by the dynamic American tenor Paul Appleby. Soprano Anya Matanovic completes the love triangle. Emmanuel Viom conducts. The Santa Fe Opera's Grand Duchess of Gerolstein promises lots of laughter and fun. Learn more about this production and the entire upcoming season by visiting santafeopera.com or by calling 800-280-4654. That's 800-280-4654. This message is sponsored by the Santa Fe Opera, a tax-exempt organization.
13 minutes past the hour, as At Noon on KSFR looks at today's feature stories. The state of New Mexico requires that more and more energy be obtained from renewable sources. Pat O'Connell is the Director of Resource Planning for PNM and joins us now. Pat, your company has made a formal proposal to the Public Regulation Commission regarding future plans for alternative energy. Tell us about it.
There's two elements to that. We proposed a plan to the Public Regulation Commission to increase our solar generation by a third and our wind generation by half over what we already have. Specifically, that's 23 megawatts of solar PV that'll be in the Albuquerque metro area, and then we'll also be purchasing the full output of the 102 megawatt Red Mesa Wind Energy Center that's in Cibola County.
Will the electricity from those plants be earmarked for certain areas of the state?
The electricity flows throughout the grid. We don't tag it to a specific city, so all of our customers statewide will benefit from the solar and the wind that we're adding. And what we're adding is to get to a goal of 15% of our energy comes from renewable sources.
Can the energy produced by renewable sources be stored in any way?
Electricity has to be used at the same time it's generated. So the resources we have now, wind and solar, for example, the winter peak happens after the sun has gone down. So solar doesn't meet our year-round energy need. Wind typically blows the most in the spring when the energy demand is down. So going forward, barring a huge technological breakthrough on something like storage, we'll always be looking at a mixture.
Will any of the energy be sold to out-of-state customers?
We're just adding resources to serve our customers. So we will purchase the energy or flow the energy from the facilities we own to our customers.
How will the extra cost be covered?
The new resources will add about 83 cents to an average bill next year. In terms of the cost of the resources, the solar will be about a $47 million investment. So So that brings our total solar investment since 2011 to over $180 million. And then the wind will be buying at a price of $27.92 per megawatt hour for the first year, which will be 2015.
Once the initial costs are covered, will there be long-term savings from the use of alternative energy sources for New Mexicans?
Yeah, the savings show up in two ways. First of all, the bill impact I gave you is for the cost of building and purchasing the renewables. There's an offset in the fuel clause that because we have the wind and solar, we won't be buying fuel to power our coal and gas plants. So there's a savings that shows up there. And then the other is by us owning the solar facilities, over time, the cost of those facilities will reduce due to depreciation on the asset.
In addition to solar, you've mentioned increased use of wind energy. Is New Mexico a good place for using wind generators?
We do have a good wind resource in New Mexico. I think there are other states where the wind resource is as good as ours or better. So we're in a good position there due to our climate. One of the issues that we work on with wind is balancing the fact that the wind doesn't blow typically at the time when our customers are using the most electricity. So there's kind of a balancing act that we have to do with wind.
Now, PNM has filed this proposal with the Public Regulation Commission. What is the timeline for approving it?
Yeah, we believe we filed a good plan, so we are hopeful that the plan will be approved. Just the process from here, we filed it on Monday. It'll be scrutinized over the summer by a number of groups, and then we'd expect a hearing this fall and approval by Thanksgiving, and then that schedule will get us to where we'll get busy building the next group of solar facilities next year. You know, we're happy with the plan. We believe it does a good job of balancing what our customers tell us they want, which is more renewable energy, while being mindful of the cost of electricity on their bill.
Pat O'Connell of PNM, many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR, which will return in just a moment.
Santa Fe has just experienced the two driest years on record, and the drought is not going away. In times like these, we have to save every drop. One way is to water during the cool part of the day. If you water when it's hot, the water evaporates, plants can burn, and you could be fined. Under city rules, you cannot water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. from May 1st to October 31st. So, water when it's cool outside. It's better for your garden. It's better for our water future. And it's the law. A message from the City of Santa Fe.
Currently 72 degrees in Santa Fe at 19 minutes past the hour. Temperature is on its way to a high today of 78 degrees. A 38-year-old Santa Fe 4th of July tradition gets underway downtown at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Pancakes on the Plaza is always a big draw for both locals and tourists alike. Joining us now to talk more about the event is coordinator Terry Williams-Keffer, known to her colleagues as Queen of the Pancakes. Terry, what should we know?
Tomorrow we're holding the 38th annual Pancakes on the Plaza 4th of July celebration, where we invite Santa Fe and anyone else to come down and have pancakes and ham and enjoy the music and the car show. We've got arts and crafts. It's just a party for everyone.
And the proceeds collected will be distributed by the overseeing Rotary Club to various local nonprofits who meet certain criteria. Speak to that for us.
Well, we really do have a varied nonprofits that we have supported, Young Fathers, Many Mothers, Coming Home Connection, St. Vincent's Foundation. There's a lot that we have done in the last few years since Rotary has been involved in it. Basically, it is for children and families at risk, and so we do try to look for those who can help the families in Santa Fe. All of the proceeds do stay in Santa Fe and the northern New Mexico area, but mainly Santa Fe. So we've got a lot that we're doing, and we're really excited about the money that we have raised this year, which is going to be at least double what it has been in the past years. So we're looking forward to having a great time looking at what recipients we will have. And that process will start in September, where they will be looking for proposals from different nonprofits. And the decision will be made in November by a group of Rotarians from the Santa Fe Rotary Club and the Rotary Club of Del Centro.
Now, those folks who have attended over the years will probably remember the event's forward face being United Way. What's the history of Rotary Club leading the way?
It used to be for United Way, and United Way was the major part of it for, well, since the inception, 38 years ago. But 2 years ago, they decided that they were heading in a different direction, and Rotary Club became the manager of the event. So last year it was Rotary Club with the New Mexican, and now it is basically just the Rotary Club, which works out well. So it's a bit easier to handle without having too many hats out there.
And how many folks do you expect to come see you at the plaza tomorrow?
We giggle about that when I talk to the city people who are working on the plaza with us. We're looking at probably somewhere around 16,000, 17,000 actually come. Not that many eat, but we have with the car show and everything else that's going on, we're looking at probably anywhere between 16,000 to 17,000. But who can count? We can't get everybody to stand still all at the same time, so we really can't count how many are here.
Well, with that kind of attendance turnout, you have to prepare to serve how many pancakes?
Well, we're looking at probably serving, I'm thinking between 9,000 to 10,000, 11,000 pancakes. So that means that's two per plate. So you can multiply all of that by two. That's how many pancakes we're making here. So a lot of flapjacks.
And give us an overview of the day's timeline.
Pancakes are from 7 to noon. The car show is from 7 to 1. Arts and crafts is from 7 to 5. And entertainment on the gazebo is normally from about 8 till 2:30.
So the public can arrive at 7 a.m. At what time will you and your cohorts need to be there?
We're normally here 5 to 5:30, and we start warming up the stoves at about 6:15, 6:30, so that we can be actually cooking and start serving at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, not that I can think of, except come down and join us. It is just the most marvelous local party. It's all Santa Feans. We're going to have a wonderful Santa Fe party, and we just invite everyone to come down.
Terry Williams-Keffer for Pancakes on the Plaza. Many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR.
Support comes from the Santa Fe Farmers Market, providing fresh, locally grown food to our community. The Farmers Market is now open every Saturday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to noon in the rail yard. The Southside Market takes place on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 at the Santa Fe Place Mall parking lot, Zafferano entrance. On Sundays from 10 to 4, the market hosts the Rail Yard Artisans Market, featuring fine arts and crafts, food, music, and more. To learn more, visit santafefarmersmarket.com.
The condition of our national highway system has been a major concern for the country. New Mexico is no exception. A recent study has found that we've seen a marked improvement in our state's roadways. Here is KSFR reporter Charles Maynard with more on this story.
Many native New Mexicans remember clearly when they were young how they could tell when the car they were riding in crossed over state lines, even if they had their eyes closed. The remarkable immediate improvement in the highway when leaving New Mexico was obvious. For the past several years, the New Mexico Department of Transportation has been working diligently to improve the condition and safety of our roads. A new study has been published called the Reason Foundation's Annual Highway Report, and it says that New Mexico is the fourth best state in the nation when it comes to the condition of our highways. Melissa Dozier is with the New Mexico Department of Transportation.
I'm really proud of our men and women who have worked really hard to get us up into this level. It's great news. We've spent a lot of time and money doing maintenance on our roads, paving projects, and basically improving the condition of the roads. And it apparently shows in the ranking we have on this report. The state is broken up into six districts for the DOT. And each of them has its own specific projects they work on, and they've done fabulous.
The economic downturn has affected road improvements.
Unfortunately, New Mexico, just like all the other states in the nation, funding is a big problem, and every state is facing that. But we're working hard to do more with less. In fact, Governor Martinez has tasked us to develop more efficient use of the funds, and over the past 3 years, we've returned over $270 million to the roads through better management of finances, and that returning that money to the roads is good news for the public.
One area where New Mexico did not fare well has to do with traffic fatalities. Our state ranks 37th overall. Ms. Dozier feels one of the main reasons is cell phone use.
There's some major problems that are increasing that contribute to that, and that's distracted driving. Even adults, because, you know, you pull up next to somebody in traffic and they're texting or talking on their cell phone, texting especially when they're driving, it's amazing. You can't see what's ahead of you when you're texting. And texting, talking on the cell phone, that's increasing the number of traffic accidents. And the texting and the talking on the cell phone, it's just not for kids anymore, it's adults. And DOT actually has several different campaigns out right now to try to discourage driving distracted. They can go to our website. And on the homepage, there's a moving banner. Buckle up, NDWI, don't text. They can find all that on our website.
A major project expected to take 2 years is slated to get underway in Albuquerque soon.
We have a major project coming up in the Albuquerque area especially that we're trying to get the word out on, and that's the Paseo I-25 interchange project. That's going to be a real major project, and it's going to help traffic flow much better in that area. That's one of the major projects we're going to see, but we try to make those projects, you know, the least painful on the public as we can.
Melissa Dozier with the New Mexico Department of Transportation.
We've been working really hard, and I guess you can see that in the ranking on the report that we're really proud. I mean, our men and women work tirelessly. We've got a great team, and the shows.
For KSFR News, I'm Charles Maynard.
Every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Santa Fe Art Institute offers a free graffiti workshop for youth ages 6 to 19. Learn drawing and painting techniques from experienced graffiti teachers. All skill levels welcome. Learn about the history and influence of street artists from around the world. Work safely on free walls throughout the community and put your skills on display. To learn more, contact SFAI at 424-5050 for info.
12:28 here in the KSFR newsroom, and as we approach the bottom of the hour, it is our custom to spend 60 seconds with our resident curmudgeon, Christopher Hagen.
I find it unbelievable that already it's another 4th of July. That's right, as you know, tomorrow is July 4th, the birthday of Carrie Nation. And in... oh... Why do I feel dumb? All these years I thought it was Carrie Nation's birthday. Well, anyway, tomorrow is the birth of our nation, the United States of America. And I would like to remind you, I know I don't really have to because you're a lot smarter than this, but please, 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 please don't use any fireworks. Leave that to government agencies to set off the fireworks in a safe spot and you enjoy it from wherever you are sitting, but don't set them off yourself. And if you happen to be one of those who just has to set off fireworks in the middle of a major drought, well, here are your fireworks, and enjoy them. I hope you got a bang out of that. For KSFR, I'm Christopher Hagen.
And with that, we conclude today's edition of At Noon, KSFR's Extended Noon News Hour. Dan Garrity here with thanks to my contributing colleague today, Charles Maynard.